Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet.
So in this episode, I will turn into Robin Williams or Jim Carrey. In this episode,
wow.
Oh, no, right.
Can't wait for that. I just have like Ace Ventura running through my head now.
I have not seen that movie.
What?
I know, people. I get that reaction everywhere I go. I have not seen that movie. Might have, but I certainly
you haven't
don't
seen
it.
Jim Carrey come out of a rhino's butt. You have to see.
I know, I've seen the meme for that.
Well, that's the second one. Oh my gosh, that needs to go on your movie list. You need to watch Ace Ventura.
All right, sorry. It's my next movie. In this episode, we will be discussing advent calendars, projects for advent calendars, what unravels our yarn, upcoming events, and we have some amazing news.
We do have some amazing news.
Mm.
Make sure you follow along on our socials, not Etsy, like last time. We're Hard Rock Crochet Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and maybe somewhere else, but you'll have to wait. Make sure you join our Facebook group and to continue in with our conversations from today.
Let's get crafty. It. Yeah.
Yay. Oh, Tegan.
Yes, Kate.
What unravels your yarn?
Well, I think you wrote these things down. So what unravels your yarn?
So many things. But I think enough time has passed that I can talk about this now. Oh, hello.
Hello, Fitty Poo. Mister, I'm just going to jump up and see what's happening. Yes. All right.
So what unravels my yarn? I actually think this might hit a nerve with some people.
Oh, okay. This is serious.
It could be a little, you're either potato, potato. I don't know what I'm talking about. So. I was in a tester pool.
In Liverpool.
And it wasn't a great experience, Tegan.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And what unraveled my yarn was really unorganized and the pattern wasn't graded.
Oh, no.
And I didn't really know what that meant because I've done millions of tests before. And they've, you know, the patterns, you know, you come across little things here and there, you know, there's like, oh, no, we missed a stitch there. Or, you know, it's just little things you can fix up. No worries, right? This one, I'm by no exaggeration, there was 10 resubmissions of this pattern the test.
No, that's too many. 10 resubmissions.
And they were big ones. So the issue was, so what I was making was a garment, and I won't go into too much detail because I'm not here to shade designers or anything like that, because I do really feel for this person because I don't know what their experience is in pattern design.
Mm.
I mean, I'm only just broaching into it myself. I've learned a lot from you. But I think what happened was she made it for one size.
Yeah.
Did the math herself potentially, and it just didn't work for any other sizes.
Yeah.
Mm. She had to like rewrite pretty much each part of the pattern as an issue would come up, to the point where I think only like 3 or 4 sizes worked in the end.
Oh my gosh. No.
It didn't turn out exactly what it looked. So the picture that she had of the garment, you know, to sort of, you know, advertise the test.
Mm.
What it actually ended up turning out to be was completely different to what it looked like.
Wow.
So, but And like, I'm all for trial and error and snakes, that kind of stuff. What really ticked me off about it was, though, we had like a month time frame. And when we got close to that deadline, I said, oh, can we have an extension? I don't think I'm not going to get this done in time.
Yeah, considering you probably had to frog it. She didn't give you an extension.
I had to frog it 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, that's a bit poorly run.
I didn't get it done in time. Maybe and people actually just pulled out of the test, which was really, 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 I don't know what happened in the end.
Wow. So from a seasoned point of view, I'm calling myself seasoned, from a salt and pepper point of view, it could have been her first time. Salt and pepper point of view. Oh my God, I should have that on a t-shirt. This is my salt and pepper point of view. it could have been her first time, but I mean, that's, you always, if you are making a garment and if you are yourself not a tech editor, get it tech edited before you get it tested. Testers are fabulous. They're a great, you know, tool. They're a great resource. They do the advertising for you mostly for free because you're asking them to, you know, pop them on your Instagram or on your Facebook or whatever, but they're not technically minded as a tech editor is. That's what a tech editor is for. Get them to look over it, get them to do your grading for you so that you don't have this problem.
Explain to the layman that phrase, dumb it down a shade for me, Tegan. What's tech editing?
Tech editing is literally someone who proofreads and checks your maths on your patterns. It doesn't matter what type of pattern it is. It could just be for a beanie. It could just be for a scarf. It could be for a full-blown advanced knitted cardigan. That person will comb through your pattern line by line, make sure that everything makes sense, everything is within your style guide, everything, all the maths match up. They'll pop it into their grading sheet and make sure that, you know, the medium size has 55 stitches and the large size has 60 stitches for the front of the panel, and make sure that that's consistent throughout. A tech editor is very vital, I think, especially with garments. You want to be able to cover your ass pretty much. But yeah, to not do that before sending to testers, I think, is a little risky.
And I think this pattern was meant for quite a big distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen it come out on that by that distributor yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, it kind of was bizarre to me to think that distributor wouldn't have their own tech editors.
I suppose it 100%, yeah.
100% this pattern was not tech edited. Like, there was no way this had anyone else had looked over this, because they would have picked up all of these. Mm. It was mathematical errors. That's the only thing I could put it down to.
Coming back on that as well, there's two types of tech editors as well. You have a tech editor who literally just does the proofreading and checking your maths, and then you have a grader, and that grader is, you give them, hey, I've made this medium size jumper, can you please grade it for the rest of the sizes? So if she didn't do that and maybe tech edited herself, that's very possible as well. And most, like, you know, like publications like magazines and stuff, they won't have graders. They might have a tech editor, but they probably won't have a grader, very likely.
That's interesting.
So it's kind of up to yourself to do or find someone to do the grading for you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Well,
it's not a great experience. No.
Pretty good yarn on that.
Oh. Did the finished product, like, did you like the finished product once you got it done? Or was it just like your mentality was just like, I fucking hate this. The whole experience put you off.
I think the whole experience put me off. Like, I don't want to go near it. I actually think I'm going to frog it and use the yarn for something else. On a more lighter, funnier, unravels my yarn.
Yeah.
Guess what else unravels my yarn?
What unravels your yarn? Yeah, okay, I want to know.
Well, it wouldn't unravel my yarn because it doesn't fit.
What?
Project bags that don't fit my projects.
Oh, no, no, no. How big is this project bag?
No, well, see, I fall into the trap. I don't know if it's a trap. It's that buy shit, think later mentality, right? See a beautiful, enticing little, you know, project bag, amazing colours, and I just go buy it.
Yep.
I get here. Doesn't fit.
Does it fit at least
fit
one
my knitting
more?
Needles?
Oh, no.
Like, I have this amazing one I have. I got recently, and perfect for one of my knitted whips. Mm. The knitting needles don't fit.
Ugh. Is it because they're too, like, do you just use straight knitting needles and they're too long?
Yeah, well, in that one I was using straight because I've packed up half my house and half my knitting stuff. All I usually have circulars. I only knit on circulars.
I love circulars, yeah.
But I packed them up somewhere and now, yeah. Yes, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever come across that problem before.
Not with knitting needles. I have once been given a bag. It was about this big and I didn't have any.
Explain to the people who can't see you doing that.
Yeah, I forget we're on a podcast. what's that about? 20 centimetres? 20 centimetres square, I'll say. It was roughly what it was, a little bag like that, and had little peas on it, and it says peace on earth or something like that, and there were little peas on the earth. Cute. And take my money. It was so cute. It's like a little canvas bag. But, yeah, no, like at the time I couldn't fit anything in. I'm like, thanks. It's really cute, but what am I going to do with it? So I think there's a beanie in it now.
Yeah, I have a whole heap of like calico bags that I've been, you know, do you remember a few years ago when there was like really trendy to, you know, have like little tote calico bags, yes, and, you know, Typo sold them and everyone sold them. Yeah, well, I've got like a whole bunch of them and they're like my B or C grade project bags. Yeah. When I don't want to use my Woolies plastic bag kind of thing, I'll go to my tote bag instead. Oh. I like to have a nice project bag for each of my whips. Because, you know, they're going to be staying in there for a while.
That's it, yeah. I actually got given one. Oh, I remember this now. What was it? I gave you one with, not Wool Swap, the other one, Fibershare. Do you remember Fibershare? Fibershare's like disappeared. Oh, my God. So it's like an international wool swap. Look it up. It's good fun. So I had one year a lady from Sweden, Switzerland, in that area. Anyway, she sent me this gorgeous, massive, like, black tote bag. It was, like, maybe 80 centimetres by 100 or something. It was huge. And, like, it was just cloth, nice and easy cloth. It had, like, a brand on the side of it. So she got it from her local shop. And I can fit, like, a whole jumper in it. This is the best.
Now, that
that's a tote bag. Kind that's of a pop tote. Bag. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, I like go to Europe.
I like them. I like them big and chunky. I shouldn't use that hand movement.
I like big totes and I cannot lie.
Pretty much. Yeah, so I don't know. That's because I think because I like making a lot of garments. Like that's my jam at the moment. I like making garments. So I need a good hefty size bag.
Yeah, you got to be able to fit all the yarn in and the project and the needles. It's a must.
I mean, I'd keep all my patterns. I've gone paperless with my patterns and everything's on my iPad. And nice. Because I have an iPad Pro, I've got my, you know, my pen and
I do the same.
So I don't, you know, I don't need a spot for my pattern per se. I just need to fit all my shit in it. And so this is a PSA to all the people who make project bags. Can you please stop making them so enticing? My wallet can't handle it anymore.
And if you do, can you make them big?
I will pay. I will pay the monies.
Give me the little bag.
Do you have anything that's unraveling your yarn this week?
Not at the minute. Oh, actually, let me put my coffee aside.
Oh,
it's not.
It's getting serious.
It's not. I don't know if it just unravels my yarn because I'm done. Crochet tournament.
No.
I'm done. I've put the project down.
How far in are you?
Halfway. I'm not going to make it. It's due in 2 days.
Because it's foreplay or? Foreplay.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I bug it up like a couple of rows back and then I decided I'm going to just fix it as I put my quotation marks up in the air. And I think it was like a couple of stitches short, so I just added stitches.
Oh, I do that too. Right.
I was like, fuck this shit, I'm a bloody unraveling it. But do you know what it is for me? And you might notice that a lot of the things that I release, I don't mind colour changes, but I don't like this much colour changes. Like every four rows, you've got to change the colour, and I just oh, because I hate weaving in ends. And if there's like less ends that I need to weave in, that project is fucking amazing.
You don't weave in as you crochet?
No, because if I fuck up, then I've got to go back. So yeah. I leave them open until I'm satisfied as such. So yeah, so what's unraveling my yarn is my own thoughts on the bloody crochet tournament. I'm serious, honestly.
Well, I'm keen to hear about more about this later on.
Oh, don't you worry. I have much to say today.
We don't talk about tournaments. No, 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 no. I didn't want to ask, but I kind of did. Well, should we move on to the segment we've all been waiting for?
Yes. Yes. Advents.
I even thought of a little jingle.
I'll go. Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Advents.
Diddly diddly dee. Why did Advent I go into season. There the hour standing in a row? That's what went on in my head.
I was channeling my Michael Bublé. Everywhere you go. Because
mm-hmm.
it's literally everywhere.
It is. It really is.
We effed up. We effed up.
I know. And I'm surprised we effed up. Do you know what I mean?
No one told me Advent season started in March.
No, we're in May. And what happened to Christmas in July? Christmas is in July, like mid-year, and we've got to buy Advents 5 months.
I was not ready. I was not prepared. Me but neither. We've done a mad scramble. We've categorized. We've got the ones that are sold out. We've got the ones still available, and we've got the ones that are coming up.
Can I just say, Kate, you did an amazing job getting all this information together, because I tell you what, guys, this list is huge. So get your ears ready and pens handy, because that's what you need to do right now.
And we've got you covered from mm-hmm. accessories to yarn to 8-ply, 4-ply, merino, cottons.
And even patterns to go with them.
Yes. So at the point of us recording this, this information is current. So this should be released in a few days, right? This episode is
coming out on Monday, the 23rd of May, 2022, just in case you're listening to this in the future.
If you're in the future and you're listening to this before March, get prepared.
Go to these people now.
Future Tegan and Kate, get your act together. Right. So let's go through the sold outs, because I was a little devastated.
Oh, no, me too.
some of these, I was like, oh. But before I get into this, we polled you all. You told us who you wanted to see, which ones you're getting, who you're excited for, what types you like. So this is all crafted by you.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. All right. So first of all, and this doesn't surprise me, this one was sold out so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Louie and Lola yarns.
Yeah, so disappointing.
So Cozy Country was the name.
Mm-hmm.
She released it on the 9th of April, and it sold out pretty quickly, like I think within the
expectedly.
Day.
Expectedly, yep.
Yeah. The last year's Advent was amazing. It was on 4-ply superwash merino, yak, and nylon, and it was a 24 minis plus a 1 full skein.
Oh, nice.
And there was farmhouse, well, she said farmhouse treats and accessories.
Ooh.
It was like the whole thing. And the inspiration for this one was the beautiful Tasmanian farmhouse and countryside, which they live.
Awesome.
And their aim was to produce an advent color, advent color palette that reflected the warmth, the richness, and purity of the countryside in Tasmania, nice. Which I have not seen. I've been to Hobart, have not been to the countryside in Tasmania, but can confirm Tasmania is pretty damn stunning.
Nice.
So from home-baked bread to cold winter nights, to fireplace, growing fresh produce, the colour palette will aim to celebrate the simple colours of nature in all its richness
sounds
and
very
subtlety.
Sounds very earthy and very soft and just calming and, yeah.
The thing that I really liked about this one,
mm-hmm.
the illustrations, you know how each advent has like an inspiration pick?
Yes.
So This Advent inspiration picture was actually designed by, and I'm pretty sure she's a Melbourne artist. Her name is Jess's Mess. Jess's Mess.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah, right? Right?
Oh, my gosh. That's it's so beautiful. It's a watercolor as well. Oh, I'm just picturing. Oh, God. Now I'm just jealous.
I think if you're looking for like a nice pastel, calming kind of, like I'm very doing earth. Like a waving.
Yeah, a lot of earthy colors, like this green, couple of like reds and nice purples and blues. It's just nice.
Now another one with a really cool watercolor picture inspiration. I can't talk today. What is going on? Get your act together. Ash and Eve Designs.
Mm-hmm.
Now she collaborated with Whatnot.
Oh,
and
yes.
And this was the steampunk advent. Now, when
you say punk? Art,
yeah, steampunk.
Steampunk.
Now, when you look at the picture, you're kind of like, when you think steampunk, you're thinking bold, you know, machinery, like really cool grayscales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you think it's going to look like. It's beautiful. And so let me read the little blurb for you.
Yes, please.
So it was just a standard advent. It sold out too. So can't get this one. But, again, it was 24 20-gram minis on a 4-ply base, dyed by Susan from Ash and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pattern included with this one.
Oh,
and it was
love
designed
them.
By Kathy from Whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We love Kathy.
Yes, we do.
Now, you also got an exclusive watercolor print from Kathy, which was the theme of the advent. And if you haven't gone over to Kathy's Instagram page and watched her watercolor reels, you need to. Wow. I can see where Mandy gets her art
creativity.
Yep. So that one also, it also had an optional add-on for 100-gram fingering weight 4-ply.
I love that as an option. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going back through. I think there was the standard advent and then the deluxe advent. So there was two options. So if you wanted the deluxe advent, that also included, I believe, a project bag and a soy candle from Gypsy Soul Candles.
Nice.
And a surprise selection of other little goodies.
Mm.
So that one looked like a good one too. And I'm really annoyed that I missed out on all of them, really.
Me too.
Now the next one. This one was really highly rated by a lot of you. And I think a few of you bought it. So this is Lovely Little Yarns and it's the Beatrix Potter.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it already. You don't even have to tell me about it. I already want it.
And this was their very first advent.
Jeez, was it?
Yeah. What? Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. First.
Yep. And they said it holds a very special place in their heart because they found out. Oh, hang on. Let me just skimming it, Kate. Why don't you read the blurb? The theme for the very first advent was Beatrix Potter, and it holds a special place in our hearts as we've found out, our customers' hearts. Imagine soft vintage colours inspired by the beautiful illustrations and characters by Beatrix Potter's sweet stories. Each box contains 24 minis in a semi-solid tonal colour and 100-gram skein multicoloured to be opened on Christmas Day. We love spoiling our customers, and every box will also include a generous amount of treats and surprises. We love amping up the wow factor, so expect attention to detail. Our advents were priced at $220. So that was actually what I haven't mentioned. All the prices seem to be in that $220 to $270 mark.
Which is more than reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But exclusive here, I'm not sure if she's announced this yet, but they're playing around with the idea of doing a Christmas Day mystery box, Beatrix Potter thing. So keep an eye out for that one. If you missed out, stalk her page.
I'm stalking her.
Now, the last one that we found that sold out. natural fiber arts. Again, doesn't surprise me.
Oh, Cheryl, why?
Right. Comfort and Joy is the name of this one.
Why is it play on words?
Comfort and Joy, yeah. So it's a play on dark and light.
Yeah.
And it's dyed on merino yak nylon sock base. So these are all four plies, Tegan. So you're safe there.
I'm safe. I don't need to want it.
So I think that so the idea of this advent was to like pamper and spoil and make you feel really
luxurious.
Bougie's
perfect. Go bougie.
So there's extra little gifts in the advent this year, and it's going to be to pamper and spoil you. And that's because they love to make their gorgeous customers feel special, because everyone deserves a little pampering and self-care.
Fucking hell, like we do.
I feel like it's going to be a hug.
Aw, hashtag self-love.
Self-love. Now, there was pattern suggestions with this one too. So that was actually something that was really interesting and I hadn't considered. A lot of people, when we did the poll, they actually said that was a deal breaker for some people if there wasn't a pattern suggestion that came with the advent.
Because they're not easy to find. Yeah, they're not easy to find. And I think if it's tailored, it does make your life a little easier because you know what you're going to do with it. So
now, do you want to talk through some of the out now ones, Tegan?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So first up, not local, but so we're expanding out of Australia for a moment, and we're going to the UK for Vicky Brown. I love Vicky. She has such an amazing account. So her advent calendar is out now. It's just, I don't think there's a name. There's no name. It's just called the 2022 Yarn, the Yarn Advent.
You know what it is? The pictures, literally. So you know how you go to the shops and it's December and you get your little, the cheap advent chocolate calendars and you pop open a little window?
Yes.
That's what this is. Pictures up for, and I'm not sure if this is last year's advent for her.
I'd say it'd be last year's.
But
it's pre-order and shipping in November.
So cute. It's like little advent, a little.
It's a proper advent calendar.
Popping out a little advent window. Super cute.
And they're all, all the days are labeled. So I'm assuming you'd pick them out one by one as needed. But they're little 10 gram minis, or you can pick 20 gram minis. And then you've also got the choice of base. You can have sock or DK.
That's good.
This is the face of a happy woman with options.
Now, I'm not good at converting pounds to Australian dollars. Let me do a quick.
I'm doing it. It's about $120 bucks.
Oh, yeah, that's decent.
It's pretty good. And what, there's 24. So you get 24 of the minis. That's actually quite a lot when you think about it.
Now, I believe it was just the yarn, though. I don't think there was any, like, extra little goodies with that one.
Not that I can see.
Beautiful, bright. Picture bright. What we should have mentioned as well is we're going to put the list of all of these up in our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see the pictures, go to the websites and things like that, head over to the Facebook group. It'll be up there for you. Yeah,
definitely. I just realised this is £100 for the 20 gram and £65 for the 10 gram. So it'd be a little bit more if you're wanting the 20 gram minis, which is fair. You're getting more out of it.
Oh, Marie from Obsession Yarn.
Yes.
Oh. Now, I got her advent last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did not disappoint.
Nice.
Did not disappoint. And this is still available, only as far as I know, on her website. You've got to go to her website, not Etsy.
Yep.
And it's called, if I can pronounce this correctly, Aviana?
Aviana?
Aviana is bird.
Is it a bird? Aviana.
It's all, so the inspiration picture looks like Australian birds.
Oh, like Avery, Aviana. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's rainbow lorikeets, different parrots, a cockatoo. So if you want colour, Marie has got you covered.
Nice.
She has got you. So it's available until the 1st of July unless sold out prior.
Mm-hmm.
It's $250 plus shipping. This nice. Is, unfortunately, Tegan, only 4-ply. So there's 4-ply merino, 4-ply merino, and nylon mix.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, like, the goodies I got last year was bloody awesome. She, on, I think it was, like, every second day, because it was a 24 plus a big one for December. So it's the same thing, 24 individually wrapped mini skeins, and then the one 100-gram one to, on a base of your choosing, it says. So she makes stitch markers. If you haven't seen Marie's stitch markers, you need to check them out. But she actually, it was so cute. She actually had them pinned on each of the skeins. So when you unwrap them,
nice.
They were very cute. And the extras that came, this is at least, this was last year's in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was tea, a tea infuser, a really special teaspoon. Like, it was like handcrafted. Nice. And then this, there was like this, what do they call it? It was like a yarn bowl. And it was obviously someone handmade it. I still use it. It's perfect for the mini skeins.
Yeah.
What else was there? There was shortbread. There was.
Oh my gosh, there's so much in this.
There was so much. Beautiful. And she sources them locally from Australian.
That's the best. Yes.
Yeah. So the advent is designed drawing inspiration from the avian grid image that's on her website. Mm-hmm. The color story will be comprised of a mix of deep, rich tones contrasted with lighter hues, brights, pops here and there. You can expect a mixture of variegated and semi-solid designs. The color will combine beautifully to create a fun and exciting flow to your experience each day of December.
Woo woo.
So, yeah, check. If you do like a bit of pop, a little bit of color, Marie is your go-to. This next one, Mavis, Castlemaine.
Yeah. I remember seeing this and I got a little bit excited because the theme is pretty cool. The theme for this advent is Space Kitty. And she had pictures of cats with bloody astronaut helmets on. I thought it was the best thing ever. If you don't know what Mavis Castlemaine does, she doesn't actually do yarn. She does notions. And project bags and other fun stuff.
Well, let me read the blurb for you.
Yes.
Mavis goes wild with neon and glitter as we imagine cats traveling and dominating the galaxy. 12 days of a variety of notions suitable for knitters, crochets, and the bi-stitchable folks out there, including some exclusives to the advent designs. Price includes free postage within Australia or discounted postage internationally. International orders will be sent in October. Australian orders will be sent in November. You can build out the advent with optional extras, earrings or a project bag.
Nice.
Earrings have stainless steel findings and will be cat themed. Project bags will have a celestial star theme with either a purple or a black dominant fabric. And there's a whole heap of dimensions there. So you have to go over and check that out.
Yep.
Socks, beanies, mitten size projects, everyday small, deluxe. She's got all the project bag sizes, and that's probably who I need to hit up for my.
I think so.
So if you're looking for a different advent, you're thinking, I'm not sure if I can kind of invest in yarn. I mean, everyone can invest in yarn, but you don't really want to, like, maybe you haven't tried an advent before and you're thinking, oh gosh, $200 is a lot. How do I know I'm going to love this color? What, you know, you just, maybe you need to go with a Notions advent. And exclusive to our podcast, Mavis is actually offering a discount.
Oh, Mavis.
So if you choose Mavis's Space Kitty Advent, please use code HARDROCK 5% off. So, yeah, I think that's – thank you so much, Mavis.
Yes, thank you so much. Alice is probably going to really take advantage of that and expect an order from me. That's just
– So, that's right. That's right. I'm not sure if I said it was $80. It's for this amazing bundle of goodness. And I think I mean, really, if you think about what a project bag kind of goes for, $80 is pretty
this
decent,
is really good I value think. Yeah, and so. Her like makes a quality, like they really are.
Oh yeah,
go and follow her. Go and check out her things.
Ooh, Summer Berries by Daffodil Road Yarn.
Can I say, when I saw this, I actually got really excited because, oh, the color palette. That color palette.
Describe the color palette. The palette. Oh, I just opened it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is exactly what you think. You think summer berries, you think, you know, rich, you know, like raspberries and strawberries and blueberries and black. Oh, my God.
This actually looks like Christmas Day.
It does. Like, it looks like a, yes.
I don't know about you, but my Christmas Day, at least because in the morning we always go to my parents for breakfast and they have, you know, an array of fruit. And it's mangoes and strawberries and cherries and lychees and all the different colored berries. And that's what it looks like.
A deconstructed pavlova. So this is from Daffodil Road Yarn. It's a summer berry advent calendar. And I think, don't worry about the details. Just go over and have a look at the picture, then add to cart. You're welcome.
With 240, you can have sock, silk sock, or DK. So you've got your fingering and your DK weights there. There's 28 individually wrapped parcels in this one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll receive 24 mini skeins of gorgeous hand-aid. Wow.
Hand-aid. Hand-aid yarn.
Oh, my Bogan accent.
Are you going to add that to your yarn master stash?
Yeah, that's right. My hand-aid yarn in my yarn master stash. Right, let me try that again. 24 mini skeins of gorgeous hand-dyed yarn, each of 20 grams, mm-hmm. with a total of 480. Four Australian-made artisan... can't talk today. Artisan. Thank you. Themed gifts. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and there's a pattern. There's an advent pattern designed for this by Amber O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Especially created to be used with this advent. So that's a winner.
Yes.
For those of you that were looking for that, you'll receive a special code to choose out one of her patterns on Ravelry.
She does have a few, yeah.
She does, hey. Mm. She really does. All the skeins and gifts are individually wrapped and numbered. Oh, I love that. My organisational brain is just
going, yep. That's a huge tick for me too.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, and so obviously the advent is inspired by summer berries. The colours are a surprise, but we can tell you that they have been designed as a rich tonal gradient.
I want it.
Can we eat it? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea. We'll be pooping yarn baths forever.
Rightio, the last one that's out right now is from Fortune Yarn Co.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Moon Phase. It's called Moon Phase. Oh, ooh. Bam, right in your face. Oh, my gosh. How can I describe this? It's magical.
So do you have a picture of it? Because I've only got the moon phase that.
I do. Well, no. So if you go to the website, fortuneyarnco.com.
Hold up. Let me catch up with you.
It's like a starry night sky. Starry night sky.
It's a sky.
My words are not computing today. Starry night sky, and it's like purples, and it's all like different purples. Kind of reminds me of like the Northern Lights. Is that what they're called? And then there's this beautiful graphic over it, and I think it's a moth, possibly.
Yeah, it's a moth. Yeah,
the moth, and it's got some moon. It's kind of very Wiccan, isn't it?
Mm. Right down my alley.
So, let me read out the beautiful description for you. So it's $260. So this year's advent theme will be moon phase. The advent consists of 15 minis and a full skein. There's a hand poured candle, Christmas themed scent, a handmade polyester clay stitch markers, and a handmade project pouch, and some extra little surprises that gets added in at the end.
Ooh.
She said that she's also going to be at the Big Wool Show later on this year. There will be some advents available there.
Well, I'm going to go stalk her.
And there's going to be an advent giveaway, and one lucky winner is going to win it, and it's open worldwide.
Oh, that's really generous.
So, yeah, when I was looking at the pictures, oh, this one's different. Sorry, I'm getting too distracted here. So the colors are speckle, solid, and semi-solid, but it's two-ply high twist.
Sock yarn.
Mm-hmm. As you all know, I hand make everything myself, and this year I'll add, it looks like the things that she's adding in are all handmade. The candle's handmade, good. The clay stitch markers, nourishing pouch, and some other little goodies, but the numbers are limited, so get in quick.
Yes.
But it definitely go over. I'm pretty sure this picture wasn't on her Instagram. The picture on her Instagram is like a grayscale. Go have a look at the Fortune what is with my words today?
FortuneYarnCo.com.au.
I need to like reset.
This is such a huge list though. Like, yeah, my brain is just mush. I'm letting you take the reins.
Right. Coming soon. Now, can I say these are the two that I can't wait, and woo-hoo. I'm hoping I've got my dosh saved.
Save that dosh, Kate.
Now, Michaela. Now, if you don't follow me on Instagram and you haven't seen my stories, you know how much I love VK yarns.
Mm.
Fucking love Michaela's stuff. So bright. I was actually really devastated last year when she released her advent. I was like, do I do two? And I couldn't do the two because I got Maria's, and then I was going to go in with Michaela's, but then I want a maternity leave, and I just, you know. Anyway. Like, This year, mate, I'm so excited. She's still developing, coming out in July, early July.
Christmas in July, how it should be.
Yes. 4-ply. 8-ply on cotton and wool. So there's a variety of choice here.
On cotton. That's okay. Now that is really good because you can do so much more with cotton, I reckon. Especially for us summer. Yeah.
So the information she was able to give me to tell you all is that she'll be doing both 25-gram and 50-gram options. So this is what I love. There's just so much customization with this.
Yes.
You can really tailor it to what you want. So it's both on plant, which is cotton, and protein wool in both 4-ply and 8-ply. The color theme will be announced closer to the release date. It will be a 12 color gradient set like last year. So if you saw last year's, it was a stunning, I believe it was like a rainbow gradient type of thing. So it's a 12 days of Christmas. There'll be extra goodies and a naked bundle. So you can get the advent with the extra goodies, or you can just get the yarn.
Hmm.
And yeah, stay tuned because the inspiration picks will be released very soon.
I'm looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that.
But last but not least, our good old mate Lisa.
Oh, Lisa!
Lisa! We talked about this in her creator shout out, and I cannot wait.
I know, it's too wait. Much choice this year.
So this is 111 windmill. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. 111 windmills.
And it's called Cryptides? Cryptids? How would you pronounce that?
Cryptids, and then it says semicolon, creatures of myth and folklore.
Now, if I bring up her.
This is my alley.
I know. It launches on the 4th of June.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's the 4th of June. Literally. So if you go to her website, this is the description. Adventure, magic, mystery. The world of myth and folklore has been with me since childhood, and I'm so excited to design a mystery box this year featuring all my favorite creatures from stories around the world. I hope you love coming along this adventure with me.
Sure will.
The mystery box will include a range of exclusive designs of stitch markers, tools, and accessories that you'll be able to open day by day to reveal each element through December. So there's an adventure, a magic, a mystery. Secret Yarn Dyer is providing an exclusive bundle of yarns, and there'll be additional treats along the way.
Ooh.
More details to come. Now, I'm pretty sure she posted on her Instagram a inspiration pic, and it's very mythical, isn't it? It's very, yeah. It's right up your alley, Tegan.
Love this shit. Oh, I fucking love this shit.
It's very, I'm looking at it. It's, well, there's a it's dragon.
Mm.
There's dragons all the way through it. There's, it's like really earthy, fire,
earthy but colorful. So it's like natural, magical colors. It's really beautiful.
The mixture of the feathers, so there's like, the feathers are like teals and dark blues and rustic reds and oranges.
It reminds me of the rainbow fish. Do you remember the rainbow fish?
Oh, yeah.
That's
what it reminds me
of a little bit. But then, yeah, like you say, with earthy colors, because she's got like snow in the background and, you know, rays of sun and beautiful trees and, yeah. Can't wait. Lisa, I'm excited.
I can't wait. And I thought she had released a price point. Maybe, no, she said that she was sorting out a few things before she confirms the price.
Yeah.
Oh, I just found another inspiration picture, and it's a complete 180 from the first one. And this one is like Narnia.
Oh, do you know what? It'll be the different styles, yeah?
Yeah, so it's a releasing on Saturday, the 4th of June, 8 p.m.
Nice.
Australian Eastern Standard Time. So just reading this here, 25 individually wrapped handmade goodies for your yarn crafting adventures, exclusive mini skein yarn bundle from a mystery yarn dyer, and extras. And it just says Luxe Handmade Treats. So it's $185 plus shipping. There's an optional extra for a handmade project bag specially designed for the mystery box. This will be an epic adventure through a whimsical world of myth and folklore. I hope you're getting excited. I cannot contain myself. So this picture is like a sunrise over a snow plain of
pine trees,
and the picture, like, it's purples, and you just think of like when the sun rises over the clouds and you get that really nice kind of golden purpley kind of colors.
Beautiful colors. It's going to be really interesting to see what they come out like. I really want to see what it's all about.
But in saying that, I can't wait. I just love seeing all of the reveals. So that's what I really love towards the end of the year. I love seeing all the different reveals. So this is not all.
No.
All of them. There are so many out there that we haven't even covered today. These are just the ones that you put forward that you wanted to hear about. And we're very excited about as well.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what I'll do then now is go through, because not all of them had patterns attached to them, but we do have some patterns that you can look at to use up those advent calendars. And I think that there's quite a good variety here. A lot of them are fingering weight. There's only one DK, but it's all right. We'll get there. I'll start with knitting. So there's one from Helen Stewart. She created the habitation throw, which is like a blanket.
I've
seen it. Oh, have you? I've seen it everywhere, and it's been on my wish list forever.
I made it up with I'll put a post of it up in our Facebook group.
Yep.
I made it, I'm pretty sure it was with dragonfly yarn.
Ooh.
And it was beautiful. Oh, it was really good. I'd used two skeins of fingering.
Ooh, nice. Well, this calls for 24 of 10 grams of fingering weight yarn. So you could, if you've got an advent that has 24 of the 10 grams, you could quite easily knit up this habitation throw. So that one's available. Most of these are available on Ravelry. So we'll do the links on the Facebook group as well.
Yeah, I recommend that one. That's a really good one.
It looks so beautiful, because you've got like your knitting and purling, and then you've got these the spaces, the little
so like a mixture of, if you haven't branched out into lace work, that's how I would call it, lace work, Because you're just yarning over.
I think they call it an eyelid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
But no, so beautiful and so simple.
Very simple, very repetitive. One thing I would say is because you work sort of in a triangle, so you start mm-hmm. at one corner, you branch out to the next two corners and go back down.
Yeah.
It can, like, I got stuck on Whip Island in that sort of long middle bit.
Mm.
But I think that was because I was just doing one color. So I made it up as a wedding present for my brother-in-law.
Mm.
And it turned out to be a really good baby blanket.
Well, would you look at that?
Yeah. What else have you got for her?
The next one is actually from Amber O'Brien. So this is what I meant when I said she had quite a few because she does. But I just picked this one. It's called The Adventurous. I see what you did there. Adventurous wrap. And it's like a shawl. This one also uses fingering white yarn as well. And you just need between 12 to 24, and this is about 74 meters. So I'm going to say like maybe 20, maybe 50 grams, maybe 50 grams. We'll go 50 grams. But yeah, so it's just like a really long kind of rectangle shawl. And it has like the really long angles at the end. So it's not quite rectangular in shape. Do you know what I mean? Jelly bean.
After you said adventurous wrap, like literally the only thing I've got in my head is a picture of Amber like going like in a wrap stance with her wrap around her adventurous wrap.
She's
like,
about that's to what I've got break down. Yeah.
She's gonna think to break throw down a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord. Well, my I wasn't brain. Expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that. Isn't that a song?
Did you just make one up?
No, that's a song. It's going to be stuck in my head now.
What did I just say?
I'm going to find it. Hang on.
I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what the song is. Kate makes up the lyrics to songs and puts them in a tune.
Yeah, it's that song by, I think it's by Jamie Lawson. I wasn't expecting that. That has not helped at all.
No, because I don't know who this person is.
Let me find the lyrics. Hang on. I wish I could sing better.
I'm sure we could harmonize. A few moments later.
I wasn't expecting that.
Sounds like a jingle.
I wasn't expecting that. Come on. Okay, Google it.
I don't know what this is.
Hang on.
Oh my God.
I wasn't expecting. You'll know exactly what
I don't know it. It sounds country.
Like, you know how when someone goes, you know that actor with the eyes and the face and the nose? This is that exact thing with me just continually repeating the same phrase. And you're like, I don't know. I really don't know.
Jamie Lawson, okay. Cannot open. This content is not authorized. It's country, Kate. That?
It's country.
No.
You don't know this song?
No.
Wow.
No.
Devastated. Sorry.
No.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, I really wasn't.
All right, let's get back onto advent patterns.
So the next one is from Samantha Van Noy, and this one's called Naughty or Nice Calendar. And I didn't really know what that meant, so I opened it up. It's actually a
Naughty
shawl.
But Nice
calendar. This is what she's named the pattern. Unless it was from an advent calendar called Naughty and Nice, but she didn't actually put what it is in it.
I don't know if you have them in Victoria, but at least here in Brisbane, Naughty But Nice is a sex shop.
No, we don't have that here.
And it's like yellow and it's got these massive like pink lips on them. Oh, so when you said Naughty But Nice calendar.
Yeah. So no, this is a shawl. It's a knitted shawl. It's actually really pretty. It looks like it's like sections of like color. So it's not just, you know, letting it flow. Like, you know, how some of them come out variegated. This is like actual blocks of color, That's what I'm trying to say. So this one, again, uses fingering four-ply yarn, and you'll need approximately 1,405 meters of it. So I don't know, like check the meterage on your advent calendar, because that was all the information I could draw from that without trying to tell you if it's going to be like 24, 20s or whatever it may be. So the next one is from Karen Sherbert, and this is another shawl, another niche shawl, and it's called Adventina, and I'm a little obsessed with this. So it's a zigzag knitted like pattern, so it's just like a rectangular shawl, but you've got your like a zigzag pattern throughout. I don't know, like it just looks awesome. I really like
it. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. So with this one, again, it's fingering, but you'll need 23 mini skeins of 20 grams. So it's one less from your normal advent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what you could do, just putting it out there, use your last one to make tassels. Just saying.
What I like about that, those kind of patterns that tell you, look, this matches up exactly with your 24. Mm-hmm. You can actually knit. So as you're opening
day one, you can
knit the first part of the pattern, and then day two, you've got your next skein. Like, I like that.
Yeah, being organized without having to think too much about it. You can just jump straight into it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And another one we've got here is by The Mermaid's Pearl. And this one's called a Advent Mini Scarf. This one's going to need about 1,000 meters of fingering weight yarn. And again, just really simple blocks of color. It's a diagonal stripe of color, and just it's a nice like thickish shawl. I reckon it's about, actually there might be the measurements on here, 12 inch wide. So 12 inches about 4 is 10 by 3, 30 centimeters wide. Mm-hmm. So I like that. It's a nice, you know, kind of a chunky, not chunky, but you know, a nice wide scarf to keep you warm.
And do you know, I think with, and you probably know this better being a grader / tech editor, pattern like that, you could probably use DK. It would just make it a bit bigger.
So a lot of these, you can use DK. It's just, you got to keep an eye on your meterage. So your DK weight has less meterage than a fingering weight yarn. So yes, you can replace it, but you might fall short. So you might not get the exact length that, the scarf is asking for. So there is that risk. Okay. I don't think it'd be too much of an issue, but get away with it.
I'm just thinking because a lot of them are that four ply, and for those our listeners that might get the DK,
like me, and if I find one, I will tell you guys about it. And you know, I'm I will tell you guys about it. Oh lordy! Now this one was a little bit different, and I thought, I love this idea. So this is from Natalie Sheldon, and she has made Advent socks.
Ooh.
Love the idea of socks. So looks like she made it in 2019. So the pattern's actually called Advent Socks 2019. You'll need 550 meters of fingering weight yarn. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of, not only are you knitting it with Advent sock yarn, it's also knitted in a way that it looks like an advent calendar. So like there's a section section of waves, section of snowflakes, a section of mistletoe, and just all these different patterns. So she's done it in a way that you can create the advent into your sock using an advent calendar.
That's kind of nifty.
Very specific, and I love it. She's got two or three. Yeah, she's got a couple of different versions of the sock on her Ravelry page. She's going to have a look, because some of them are just like, oh, could someone make this for me?
What was the name again?
So Natalie Sheldon. Advent Natalie Socks 2019.
Let me do a quick. I don't want to sign into my Ravelry.
Yeah, but you just click on, can you click on the link? Click on the link from the sheet. I made a separate tab.
Oh, in the advent calendar.
Yeah. I just did a second tab. I'm like, why are you looking for it? It's there.
Oh my god. It's kind of like what do they call it?
Fair Isle?
Fair Isle. That's yeah. it.
It's a Fair Isle style. That's... I couldn't think of it either until you said it.
That is so if you love your socks, love knitting socks, this would be the sock pattern for you.
Absolutely. It's so yeah. What a great way to use up sock advents, honestly.
And do you know, you could probably just knit it without the Fair Isle.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to just do like a stripy kind of, but I like how she's made little, the snowflakes and the little Santas. Yeah.
Like the proper Christmas socks. Wicked. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was one of the fan. I was quite excited. Like, I don't want to make socks like that, but I just, could someone make me a pair?
I'm kind of tempted to use up my advent last year making socks now.
Ooh.
I could throw some advent socks, I reckon.
Ooh. Well, that was the last of our knitting anyway, and I'm now going to start moving into crochet. And in particular, TL Yarncraft, so Tony Lipsy, she actually has she's got three patterns. One of them is actually Tunisian crochet, which I have on my list to eventually do. And it's called the Adventurous Scarf. Another play on the word. And you will need 13 of the 20 gram skeins in fingering weight yarn. Just go check out her page. That's all I'm going to say with this. It's an alternating, so you alternate two skeins and it's like a diagonal stripe and you do one row, one color, go to the next color, and then you just change it and it eventually changes color throughout to the end.
And I see that I love it when big designers do this, where they go, if you buy more of my patterns, so like if you like two or three of her patterns, you can actually go, she's got a 10% discount code.
Yep, exactly. Yep. The other one of hers, so that was the only Tunisian crochet I had. We've got two crochet ones. So the other one was the Fairbanks Advent Shawl. Also from TL Yarncrafts. And this one uses 8-ply yarn, finally. It's the only one that's DK, but we got there. And what you need, it says 11 mini and 2 large. So I wasn't quite sure. I couldn't find much information on what size the minis had to be.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a little annoying. It was a Kenyan 2019 holiday advent. If any of you guys had that, let us know. Tell us what size the mini skeins were. But the two coordinating skeins is actually for the accent color. So what it was is it's a triangle shawl and you start long ways or you might start from the small end. And, yeah, every now and then they've got like an accent color running through the middle of each color change and it just looks absolutely freaking gorgeous. I love it. Very talented, Miss Tony. Mm. And the last one from her is the Juniper Cow. So this is just crochet as well. And I think she only released this last year from memory because there's just been a whole hype about it. Everybody loves this shawl. It uses like a puff stitch. Cow just uses a puff stitch and you just work your way up, changing colors as you go. You could use a solid one if you wanted. Really, really straightforward. And that was using 10 mini skeins of fingering weight yarn. And I think I've only got two more now.
I just brought up the blanket.
Yeah. Hold up. Hang on. Hold up. Let's do the shawl and then we'll discuss the blanket.
Oh, but that shawl is stunning too.
Oh, no. Some of them are just really like. So this next one's from, I'm so sorry if I pronounce your name incorrectly. Chewei Rang. I'm going to go with that. So this one's called the Advent Fringe Shawl and it's a crochet pattern. You need 1,225 meters of fingering weight yarn and it is just fucking stunning. I have never seen anything like it. I don't know. She's got like this fringe. It almost looks weaved. Like it's, yeah. And I think she's like put a different style of yarn through it as like, again, an accent to cut through the colors a little bit. But the color combination is crazy.
I actually think you wouldn't even have to, if you didn't want the fringe, it would still look wicked.
It'd still look amazing. Yeah. Because it's got what I call the fillet stitch, where you do like a double crochet and a chain, and you skip a stitch and you get that little eyelet. Yeah.
It's what's the dimensions once it's done? It's huge.
It is
104 centimeters wide and 185 centimeters long.
Yeah. That'd be nice to like wrap up in, wouldn't it?
And you know, and this is me being practical, that would be an amazing nursing shawl.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And would be really cool as well. It wouldn't be heavy. So you'd be able to breastfeed really well with that.
Absolutely.
I like that one.
Okay, now we can get to the last one.
So
this last one's from Sandra Paul, and this is called the Bashenberg Blanket. It is crochet, and you need 3,400 meters of fingering weight yarn. And essentially,
you wouldn't have to make it this big.
You wouldn't have to make it this big, but I see what she's done. So what she's done is she's used the little hand-dyed yarn. So I don't think you need mini skeins for this. I think you could get away with hand-dyed yarn as well. And you make little squares of granny, you know, squares kind of, and then alternating every second square with an accent color. So in this case, she's used the white. So I think what she's done is just made a whole heap of bloody crochet squares and then go, right, I need an accent color now.
Do you know, you could make this like as a bed runner,
yes,
or a table runner, mm-hmm, or a placemat, or really anything. You wouldn't even have, so if you didn't, if you weren't keen on actually jumping in to do a blanket, you could make a floor rug. You could.
That's it. I mean, the great thing about this, and this is why I added it on here, it's actually a free pattern. So you don't have to make it to the size that she's got there. Like you say, you can't just grab your mini skein advent and a couple of accent colors and make it to whatever size you want, because all you need is the pattern for the square and you can work out the rest. Absolutely.
And you can sit in front of the TV and just, you know, whip them out.
Square after square after square. Have fun weaving that in. But
yeah,
but that's what I loved about it. It was just so simple and a really good way to use up hand-dyed yarn.
That's a good one. Good job, Tegan.
Good job, Kay. You fucking nailed it with the advent calendars.
Oh, that was a lot of talking. If you got through all of that.
Thanks for sticking by us. Because now we can talk about the news.
Yes.
What were you going to say before I cut you off?
I was just going to say, if you wanted the patterns, you wanted to check out any of the advents we talked about, if you couldn't get through my fumbling, bubbling words.
My stumbleness, yep.
Head to Facebook. That's where it will all be, and you can see what we are talking about.
Yes. Now, let's get to this news, because I need to get this off my chest.
Oh, do it.
Do you want me to say it all?
We have an announcement.
I have some tea to spill.
Spill it.
Kate and I have been working very, 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 very fucking hard behind the scenes. Setting up a new schedule and also exclusive content for our listeners. And this comes in three parts. So part number one, on June the 1st, we will be launching our very own Patreon.
Woo!
What this means is we will be having exclusive content, early access to episodes, video podcasts, discounts on yarns and or patterns. There's also exclusive fan requests, thank you messages get sent out to some of our patrons, and so much more. And this is across three different types of tiers on our Patreon. So on the 1st of June, we'll let you know when that comes out. Go in and check it out and have a read, and would like you to join us. The reason we're doing this though is Patreon is to help us reach our goals. So we need to be able to gain access to a better professional recording system so that I'm not spending 4 hours editing episodes. And right, that actually means that we can provide you guys with more regular episodes. For example, maybe weekly, just saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Because you know you want to hit, you want us in your ear holes weekly.
That's it. And there'll definitely be more chit-chat coming, because we heard you. We heard you when we put that little poll up on our Insta and Facebook group. So it is, there are changes coming. It's not huge changes, but it's for the better. And we really hope that you guys can support us and stick around to be a part of that.
Yeah. So any proceeds, I suppose, from the memberships from the Patreon once when we first launch will be going towards this software, which we
can't
wait to get a hold of.
Yes.
Make it so much easier to record. The video quality will be better.
Yes. 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 Because this is where we can get our video podcasts off as well. Like Zoom is fantastic, but we are limited. And this other platform will allow us to have a uninterrupted, you know, interview with our guests, with our creator episodes and better quality video and heaps better sound and less editing. So that is our very first goal, opening up a Patreon account. So we hope you can help us out with that. The second part of this news, did you want to talk about this one, Corey?
Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm so excited. So we have been also working very closely with Mandy from Art by Mandy Miel to develop a brand new logo. Now, we're not stepping away from our old one completely. We're just fine-tuning it and making it more refined and, you know, it looks great. We haven't got it completely yet, but it looks fucking great. And we also got obviously a chance to support also a local artist, Mandy, which we hope to have on our show soon also, because she is just so freaking amazing and has so much on her plate.
Her designs are
spectacular. Yeah.
Oh, breathtaking. I wish I could show you the stickers. I actually bought one of her sticker packs and I've plastered them all over my iPad.
Nice.
Awesome.
So with that comes our third news.
Oh, this is the best.
I love this one. We've been listening. We've heard you. We know what you want and we're onto it. Merch is coming. Merchandise. So this will probably most likely feature our brand new logo. And when someone asks you where you got it from, you can just point at it and go, yeah, I got it from here. Well, here, wherever we're going to put it. It's going to feature, you know, quotes from the show, from our creators, things that we stupidly say on here, conversations that we have with people in our Facebook group, maybe some Patreon requests. We shall see, but it is coming. And that's our massively big news.
And we couldn't do any of it without you. Thank you for listening each week. Thank you for engaging with us.
Yes.
We are just two crafty nerds having a bit of fun and you make it possible.
We're just two podcast hosts talking to you via your ears, asking you to join us.
Hear from our brains.
what's the quote? I'm trying to do the quote. It's terrible. I'm just a man standing in front of a woman telling you to love me.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
I'm good with song lyrics.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. Didn't say that coming.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wasn't expecting
that. It was all over the radio like 5 or 6 years ago.
No way. Come on.
So before we roll over to show and tell, what's coming up? What event? There are so many events coming
up. There's quite a few coming up and I've kind of put them in order in terms of when they're happening, because some are more sooner than others. So I'll quickly run through them. If you're down in my neck of the woods, there's the Berwick Boutique Craft and Food Market coming up on May the 28th. I will probably go and do a little poke around on that. And see what it's all about, because I've never been to that before. But if you're a regular, that's happening on May 28th, so that's coming soon. There's also a show in Brisbane called Stitches and Craft Show, and that'll be over the weekend of June 9th to the 11th. Mm-hmm. Also, Craft Alive are making a little bit of a trip as well. So they're starting in Canberra for the weekend of June 1st to the 4th. Then they head on down to Bendigo for June 8th to the 12th. And then they head on back up to New South Wales for June 17th to 19th of June. So they're kind of doing a little bit of a round trip there with the show.
Yeah, cool.
Then there's also another show in Sydney called the Craft and Quilt Fair, which is in the weekend of June 29th to July 3rd. And the big one, we all call it Spendigo, or spend I go, because that's literally what I'm doing. The Bendigo Sheep and Wool Show is happening on July 15th to the 17th. I am personally going to be going up there. And if you are going to join, please keep an eye out for me on Saturday.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's another one, and I don't.
Because I couldn't find it anymore.
There's another one here in my neck of the woods at Mullaney. Now, I'm just looking at the Instagram page, and they haven't announced the dates yet. It's Knitfest.
I usually do it
over 2 days in July. Doesn't look like they've announced what they're doing this year, what the dates are, but that's usually July. So once I get the dates for that, I'll chuck them up on our socials as well.
Awesome.
If there's any that we've missed, let us know.
Yeah, it was very hard to find. The one thing with upcoming events, it's very hard to find them because they're not really well advertised. We're not within, the circle in the social media. And, you know, sometimes they don't advertise. And sometimes, most of the time they're locals. Like that Berwick one, that was just by coincidence that I saw that. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to check it out. I don't think it's a big craft show like, you know, the Bendigo Woolen Show, but it's still a show nonetheless. So we'll see.
Speaking of shows, I went to the Queensland Weavers and Spinners. Was it 2 weekends? It was Mother's Day weekend. That was that was really good. There were some awesome vendors there. So if you're in the Brisbane area and you ever see the Queensland Weavers and Spinners do an event, you should definitely go check them out.
I think they do go around a little bit. I feel like I've seen it before, unless just one of our Instagram people advertise it often.
Well, what's on your plate right now, Tegan?
What's on yours? I feel like I talk a lot.
Well, look, I've actually been a bit quiet lately because I've been moving houses.
So busy, yeah.
But I'm nearly at the end of that. But if I'm not packing or unpacking, I've been doing a bit of pattern design.
Ooh.
Pattern development. I can't talk about a lot of it at the moment, but. It's in the works. I've got some knitting machine patterns. I've got some crochet patterns. All practical things.
I love practical makes. Yep.
So if you're looking for a good practical make, I've got some things in the works. I'm hoping, I'm not optimistic, but I'm hoping to have a release at the end of this month, maybe mid next month, of some new updated stock in my store. So I've been working with some of my hand dyed yarn that I've collected over the last few years, and I'm making them into some ear warmers and some scrunchies and things like that. So, and they're going to be kind of like one off makes, or because I can't sort of get that colorway again. So if you're looking for sort of like a one of a kind kind of thing, that's what I'm going to be putting up in the shop soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
What are you up to?
Oh, okay. I bought a thing. So, and it's show and tell. So if you have been following along with my stupid crochet tournament story, so what happened at the beginning was I paid for an entry to enter into this tournament. It was $33. And then they announced a couple of weeks before the tournament's entries closed that they were having a refer a friend competition. And I popped a little note out into the universe on my Instagram and said, can you please refer me because I'd like my money back.
Yep, I remember that.
Yep, well, I got it. Thank you, friends. So I got a $33 voucher to spend at Crochet Australia's website. Yep. And it was kind of funny because I went on there and I'm like, oh, I don't really like the yarn that's on there. It's not really my thing because they're all like really small or not something that I would normally use. And I came across a scarf with the pockets, you know, the crochet with the pockets. And it was using Pattern Sierra 8-ply and it has that beautiful variegated yarn. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I add it to cart. And just before I leave, I'm like, just jump into accessories, see if I can find anything.
You always have to go to accessories.
You got to. And man, did I replace what was in my cart immediately. And you are going to be so shocked. You are going to be shocked at what I bought.
Show me. What is it?
I bought sock looms.
No, you didn't.
I did. I bought sock looms.
Oh, it's making me cringe.
Oh, okay. So I'm a big loom person.
More difficult than Using double pointed needles.
No, this is down my alley. I can't stand the double pointed needles because I feel like I'm always going to lose my yarn because being sewn. Well, you see this little hook, and what you do is you wrap the yarn like around it. It's called an E wrap, and then you put the yarn in front of it and hook it over. Make your fucking sock. You just keep going. So instead of continuing in the round, you stop here, like at the back, and you just do, say, 20 rows back and forth until you get your heel. There is a YouTube video I found online, so I watched that first before I bought it, just to be a little bit sure. I'm convinced. Sorry, I'm not convinced. So the reason I did this, though, is because I really love looms. I really love looms. I have a whole loom pack here, and I used to make beanies on them. And funny enough, my sister-in-law sent me a picture of her wearing one that I made for her last year or the year before. So I was like, I totally forgot I did that. And I think it's so much fun. I think it's a different way of knitting. I find that you can just put the loom down and walk away. You don't have to worry about things slipping off or whatever. I don't know. So
you're not convincing me.
That's fine. I'm convinced myself.
I'll see your socks when they're done. Let me see them.
It might be a while because I've got a lot on, but I thought I'm going to give it a go. This is the most like logical thing for me. And I actually, you're going to laugh at me. I actually have sock yarn. So it it's by accident. I'll let me explain myself. So when I first joined Instagram, I used to hand make things, and then I was one of those people who like just kept branching out until I found my niche within this community. So I was hand making like beanies and stuff, and then I'm like, oh, I want to try dyeing some yarn, and I actually started dyeing some yarn. Like, I loved it, and I thought I'll appeal to the masses and get sock ply yarn. So I had all the sock ply yarn and sold maybe 4 skeins. It just wasn't doing too well. So I kept that skein, tried to sell the rest off. And this sock yarn was like white, and it had like primary colors dotted on it. And that's it. Simple as best. Kiss, as I say. I wound it up some time ago. I don't know why. Don't know what I thought I was going to make with it. Oh, no, I remember. I got a crochet pattern for socks. So I'll give it a go, and never started it. So I think I'll use that with the loom. And I also got a little mini skein from Marie from Obsession Yarns. It is beautiful purple, which will contrast magnificently on the heel and toes. And we'll see if I can at least get one sock out of it.
All right. Well, watch the space. Adventures
of Tegan. Yeah, watch the space in a year time, because it's not happening anytime soon. I have too much on. So that was my big news. Everything else is all design, work. It's not really, it's too much on.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So this episode will come out on 23rd, and this will be the last episode before before I changes.
You'll still be able to get the podcast on Spotify and Apple where you normally get it.
None of that changes. We're just
going to be offering the Patreon version as well. Those extra goodies.
That's it, yeah. So what you get now is what you get now. You'll continue to get that. It's just, extra content, exclusive content, video podcasting merch as well. There's so much more extra on Patreon that we want to give you guys. We really do. And we hope that you can help us out.
Please, pretty please.
Fitz is yelling at the background going, meow. He's begging you. speaking of, so it's my birthday on the weekend.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. My sister got me this. I'll put a photo up on the Facebook group, but it's my two cats.
Is it like a resin?
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. It looks like it's been computerized to like paintbrush. It's so beautiful. Like, his little blue eyes just really stand out. Anywho, that now lives on my desk.
Love it.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Biggest news. Also for my birthday, totally forgot about this. This is a bit of show and tell. I might have to work this out. So I decided that I was going to make myself a Loveland shawl. I haven't had a me project for some time, and I wanted nice yarn for it, like really nice yarn. So I said to my husband, I would like this for my birthday. And he goes, yep, sure, not a problem. So I got hedgehog yarn. And I've got this beautiful one called Heron. I have literally, when she released this, I have had it saved on my Instagram since. And that might have been like 2 years ago. So when Little Woolies Manx and Hastings had it in stock, I'm like, I've got to fucking get it. So wow, two of those.
Stunning.
And this beautiful graphite black to go with it. You need four of them. So those two together. And it's going to be a beautiful shawl, which is, I think, Tunisian crochet, because I'm just going Tunisian mad. So, yeah, so that was my other show and tell, and that's it.
Wow. You've got lots to show us.
Definitely. Always, always yakety yaks.
Well, I think that we've come to the end.
We have.
All righty. Well, thanks for listening in today.
Yes, thanking you. Don't forget, buying craft supplies and using them are two separate hobbies.
Bye.
Bye.